Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, we want to talk about when you got hurt for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Like, holidays are magical, but a lot of things can go wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the first time Erica, don't get weird. I remember the first time I spatchcocked a turkey.
Wait, why would I get weird?
Because you're just like, what is it? If you don't know what it is,
no,
you
I think know what I'm that being is. Weird.
Not everybody knows what that is.
We spatchcock our turkeys. Why did I just sound Canadian?
I don't know. That?
And it's a little weird. You lay it out.
Yeah.
But like, I tried to do it.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good word.
You splay it.
Okay,
Yeah. But I tried to do it. I had to eventually go buy these really expensive scissors. Then you just go.
Right, because you can't do that with normal scissors.
But I tried. And it didn't work.
Oh.
So then I went serrated knife or serrated.
Dude. Oh.
You haven't lived until you felt a serrated knife go through your hand.
Oh, I'm going to argue. I'm okay with not knowing that feeling.
Because it just, you feel it go, da-da-da-da-da. Like you feel it.
I
like,
don't want to feel that.
It's horrifying. It's one of the worst things. It's like doing the avocado hand where when somebody's trying to get the, and you're like.
Dude.
Yeah. But so I'm going, and then I've got my hand on the bird and it just goes. And then I'm just bleeding like a stuck pig. It's horrifying.
Ugh.
So, and then you know that you've just rubbed your open wound on salmonella.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So then you're just panicked.
Well, and then is the turkey a bust?
Yeah.
No, you can just rinse the blood off. I mean, it's going to cook. Okay. Just rinse the blood off. That's what I did. And I didn't tell anybody that I did that.
Right.
Okay. The reason we really wanted to do Hurt for the Holidays is because I believe there's someone in the room who's currently hurt.
Right. I am.
Oh, you're it's so me. Brave. Step forward.
So this year we were getting the Christmas decorations out. And part of that is I have to get the extension cord from up high in our garage on the shelf. I pulled one of the extension cords down and a vase fell on the ground. Okay. We're okay. Okay. It didn't just, break.
Didn't break.
No, I couldn't believe it. Didn't break. Like it fell. Glass? There's like stuff. It kind of fell on stuff, not the, on the ground. So I pick up the vase and it shatters in my hand. And so I got cuts all over my finger.
Oh my gosh.
So it was just waiting. It was like holding itself together. Yeah. It was like, he's coming.
Wait, that is so messed up. I know. A trick on you.
I did. Okay, I'll just grab it. I squeezed it too hard.
And it was, literally put shards of glass in your hand.
Well, it's kind of a little healed now, but I had, cuts on my finger and we had to stop the whole operation.
Do you want me to cut you with a serrated knife?
No.
I want you to feel the difference between shattered glass and a serrated knife.
It is. I know what you mean, though. There's a feeling because you go, I don't think that. Oh, yeah, I got me.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
Yep. There it is.
There is a minute where you go, I'm not sure. And then that cold runs up your spine.
Uh-huh.
It's like a weird.
Yeah.
And then the blood just oozes out. And you're like, you guys, are you trying to make people pass out while driving?
Yes.
No.
Because then they'll be hurt for the holidays and they'll call in.
Yeah.
All right. If you've been hurt for the holidays. We'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. There was another story in the news. Did you see this? Okay, listen. I love the nativity scene. I think it's great.
Sure.
And if you have the big ceramic three wise men and the whatever, the baby Jesus in the manger, which you don't put out there till after Christmas. You're not supposed to, but the nativity scene, if you drive by somewhere and the baby Jesus is in there, it shouldn't be there.
What?
You don't put the baby Jesus in until Christmas. He's not there yet.
Oh, I mean, technically he wasn't born in December, but.
Let's just.
If we really want to get to history about it.
But what I don't like is when you get too cool for school and try to do a live one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then they have what? People standing there.
Oh,
and
okay.
Like with their gold frankincense and myrrh, and then you've got a sheep up in the roof. And you've got a camel. Well, they were doing a live one and some woman, like, she get trampled or something?
She was kicked in the face by a camel.
In the face.
Oh. And when you get kicked in the face by a camel, there's a split second where you go, did it really? Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah. No, I think you feel that one.
Oh, okay.
Right away. I have another one. Do you have one?
It's like a almost hurt for the holidays.
Okay.
It's a pretty good story, though. Christmas Eve, my dad would host his siblings, their kids, the whole shebang. It was probably 30 people in our house. My stepmom is a big fan of candles. And everyone's leaving, saying goodbye, hugging, and suddenly it is like, the tree is on fire! The tree is on fire! I mean, all of us start running in opposite directions. And luckily, one of the cousins was smart enough.
No offense to him.
Wasn't who I would have picked. Smart enough to grab the pitcher of water from dinner.
Yes, and just throw it.
And just threw it, and it was fine. But, the smoke alarms were going off. It was a nightmare.
So your family is not a family of people we want in the foxhole. Like, when there's danger, you scatter.
Well, I think we scattered to help. To find water, maybe.
Were you digging in a well for it?
Yeah, I don't understand how you were being helpful.
I don't know what I was doing.
Like a towel or something, like, beat the tree.
Yeah, you're right.
There would have been a million things, but you guys running around like idiots seems counterproductive.
Right.
So the other one that happened to me, I used to put up elaborate light displays on my house. And I put, you guys know what a C9 is? You probably don't.
I do.
It's the giant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas light.
Like bulb? Mm-hmm.
Huge bulb.
Okay.
Put them up in red and white. My house looked like a candy cane.
Okay.
I don't do it anymore because that year, I remember in the month of December, my Xcel energy bill came in and it was $900.
And that was
because I just left them on all the time. I'm like, this place looks badass. I turn them on at like 5 because it gets dark at 5. And I'm like, I want them on until like midnight. So I'll turn them off at 1 in case I'm coming home from the bar. So I come home one night and there's a couple of lights that are out. And I'm like, I'm going to go up and fix them.
Yeah. Okay.
Coming home from the bar.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Didn't have to get a ladder out because you could go out my bedroom window and just be on the roof. So I'm on the roof and I go up there and the lights are actually broken. I don't know what broke them.
Oh.
So they're sitting there, but then it's just like, and you got to try to get it out. Like the bulb is gone, but like the base is still in there.
Okay.
So I'm on the edge of the roof trying to unscrew it and my hands are snowy because there's snow on there. The snow with the electricity, it shocked me. Now it's not enough to hurt you.
But you are on the roof.
Yeah. It startled me enough. Well, I wasn't on the roof for long.
There's that split second.
You fell off the roof.
All the way up the roof. I'm going to tell you this. The reason I wasn't more hurt, because I was coming back from the bar, I was pretty relaxed when I hit the ground.
And maybe snow?
There was definitely snow. Mm-hmm. And I didn't land. There was 20 things I could have landed on that would have absolutely impaled me, and they would have found my dead body in the morning. Eventually, my dog was barking enough that my wife at the time was like, are you out there?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
You looked like a spatchcock turkey.
100%. Played out. And it was amazing. So yeah. I've been hurt. Everyone's been hurt. If you've been hurt for the holidays, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about people who've been hurt for the holidays.
I can't get over you falling off your roof.
I didn't fall off. I was shocked.
Shocked off the roof.
Probably worse.
If you've been hurt for the holidays, we want to talk to you. Mandy?
Hi. Yes.
Hi. Hurt for the holidays. What happened to you?
Okay, so basically there was one winter where my cousins and I, we started sleighing down the stairs in our house. Well, it was actually crazy because there was no snow this year. So we used a cardboard box, you know, sled on it, sled down the stairs. And unfortunately, when we arrived at the end of our ride, we bumped into a table and there was the urn of my great aunt. And it definitely tipped over and everything was, everywhere.
So you hurt your dead aunt or did you?
I think she was.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
It was just.
Yeah.
Chilling outside.
No, it's on the table. They're riding down the stairs.
No,
inside.
It was on the table. We were inside of the
there
house.
Was snow. Because there was snow.
Well, that was snow of ash for sure.
Yeah, a snow of ash.
Oh no!
So, for how long were you grounded after that?
Oh yeah, back then we kind of got in worse trouble than that. We used to get spankings. So.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. Well, rightfully so. Okay. Thank you for the call, Mandy. Parker?
Yes.
Yeah. Hurt for the holidays. What happened to you?
Yeah, so I was staying the night on Christmas Eve at my in-law's house, and I ended up getting bit by a black widow. They have an older house. I ended up spending all of Christmas in the ER. They're trying to pump out this poisons and all the IVs and stuff hooked up to me, and I didn't get to...
They're really that dangerous? It's not a lie? I always thought that was
That's what I thought, man. No, it burned. I felt like I had my hand in Inferno.
Wow. Whoa.
Okay.
So Mommy even you Christmas. Were like, we need to go do something. It wasn't other people's rushing you. Like, you knew something was
wrong.
No, I was actually, I was working at Keen Supers and I was trying to go through the pain and I was watching my veins turn black.
Oh my God.
And it was going all the way up.
Spider-Man?
And worried about it hitting my heart. Yeah, that's what I thought. I was going to get superpowers.
That is so
Wait,
terrifying.
Parker, Peter Parker.
Oh, oh my God.
Right?
Are you lying to us?
That's amazing.
No, I wish I was.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Parker. Melissa?
Yai.
Hurt for the holidays. What happened?
Well, I'm a klutz, but this time I really did it. I did myself in last year. I was cutting the carrots to leave out for the reindeer. And my 6-year-old daughter, Charlotte, was with me. And I slipped. And I cut the tip of my finger off.
No.
Did you say finger or fingers?
No, finger.
Okay, just one.
My middle finger on my left hand. I'm actually, I'm right-handed. So
how
thank
much?
God.
The reindeer will, they'll eat it.
It was enough to put me in the emergency room for all of Christmas Eve. And I was like bleeding to the point that I mean, I was going through towels at home. I mean, it was bad.
Are you hideous or were they able to reattach it?
No, they were able to think that I'm not Frankenstein. But it was tragic. I mean, my poor daughter was just in complete shock. It was bad and it hurt. Oh my God.
Can I ask a personal question?
These are weird looking.
Had you had some cocktails that day?
I mean, I maybe dabbled.
Okay, because I'm going to say this. You bleed so much more. Your blood is thin, so you're just like, it's just a geyser.
I hate the sound effect you just made.
It's a crazy amount of blood. It's just like, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Melissa, that's lovely. Hey. Did you have a holly jolly holiday?
No.
No, I didn't.
You probably got painkillers.
I guess.
And stuff. Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for the call. Terry?
Yeah.
Hurt for the holidays. What happened to you?
Well, I was working at home taking phone calls, customer service, and I told my wife, I think I'm getting a chest cold. So I drove myself to the doctor's office. They went and checked me out, did an EKG, walked out, came back in, said, we don't want to concern you, but we just called 911. You're having a heart attack.
What? We don't want to concern you, okay?
Well, he's in a delicate state.
Yeah.
Then you don't tell him at all.
You wait till the paramedics walk in the door.
Right? With the paddles. And they're like,
shouldn't they have paddles in a doctor's office?
Yeah, no. Well, I didn't need to have the paddles, but it's called 911. They don't take care of heart attacks. I said, well, my blood pressure is 10. It is.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.